For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Monday, April the 9th, and we've got two topics today. Let's start, first of all, with Steve Johnson, Missouri River Community Network. Welcome to Radio Friends.
Thank you very much.
What do you want to talk about today with the...
Well, Missouri River Communities Network, we're a 501c3 nonprofit. Our mission is to enhance stewardship of the Missouri River, and one of our goals really is to help create a heritage tourism corridor from St. Louis to Kansas City, a lofty goal.
So what is a heritage tourism corridor?
Well, it's basically it'll be a tourism destination, sort of like Walt Disney World, only there won't be all the rides.
Right.
Except you can ride on the Katy Trail and you can ride on the river, get out on the river and kayak or canoe. So the whole idea is to encourage people to come visit the historic communities, stay at the bed and breakfast, drink the wine, drink the beers that are made, go to the art galleries, craft shops,
yeah,
and stay at the bed and breakfast. Realistically, it's all about economic development. Probably the best opportunity for economic development in the Missouri River Valley is food. Everybody that comes to visit the river valley eats food, and not only that, those of us that live in the river valley eat food three times a day.
Yeah.
In Boone County, we spend about $350 million a year buying groceries, and so if we could
just in Boone County alone.
So if we could encourage people in Boone County to spend 10% of their grocery dollars from local farmers and local food producers, it'd be $38 million payroll in Boone County. So we're partnering with the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture to enhance urban farming, mm-hmm, and take land in the city that's unused and start growing food.
And there's no better taste than when you've harvested something from your own garden.
That's right.
Nothing is better than that.
So we're taking that same model and we're starting an urban farm in Boonville. So
okay,
we're having meetings to get people, encourage people to start gardening in urban areas.
Yeah. Well, I wish you the best of luck with that because it'd be wonderful for all of us, really. And then we've got the farmers market, which is great.
It's true.
But if people want more information about what you're doing, how can they get it?
Well, there's two. Go to the Columbia Center for Urban Agriculture, www.centerforurbanagriculture, or to our website, www.moriver.org.
www.moriver.org.
That's it.
And to find all the information.
That's true.
Okay. Steve Johnson, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
All right. Now we turn to two of my friends who are here to tell us about a musical called Honk.
Yes,
right.
Indeed.
And we have two. You got to go to kbia.org, then click on Radio Friends, and take a look at these two talented people. They look like students to me, but you're both teachers. We were talking about that earlier today. We have James Melton, who is musical director. Good to have you here,
you,
James. And Sarah Gerling, who is the theatrical,
yes,
director. And what production are we talking about today? Honk?
Honk is the name, yes, yeah, indeed.
It's... And Honk is running where and when?
It'll be this weekend, the 12th, 13th, and 14th at West Junior High. It'll be on the West Junior High stage.
Mm-hmm. Now, you had a pretty spectacular event, what was it, about a month, 2 months
just
ago?
Just a little less than a month ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so
it
we
had...
had
over 600 people,
yeah,
show up.
We had this 50th anniversary concert, and we had alumni as well as former band directors and choir directors there, and it was excellent. The music,
it turned out better than what you had,
oh,
hoped,
yeah,
for.
Oh, yeah, more than we anticipated, and the student turnout and the student production and the student talent was on display. It was wonderful.
Yeah. Tell us about Honk.
Honk is a retelling of The Ugly Duckling. So it's a story of a sad little duckling who's born to this family of all these beautiful ducks. And of course, he's ugly and doesn't know what to do with himself. He's seduced away from his family
and this is a musical, right?
Yes, it is. So he's seduced away from his home by a wily cat. And the cat, of course, has other plans
for the ugly duckling. It's not a good deal for the ugly duckling.
No, but the ugly duckling is so naive and innocent, he doesn't realize the peril that awaits him. So he thinks the cat is being his friend. They go off together. He ends up escaping the cat, still unknowing of the cat's wants for him. And he discovers that he's lost. And so he spends a good portion of the show trying to get back to his mother and his family. And his mother is the only one who really accepts him and loves him no matter what he looks like. And so he encounters all sorts of different characters and individuals along his way. And of course, along the way, he discovers that he's not a duckling. He is a swan. So he comes to a great self-discovery at the end.
So there's a lot of different angles.
Very much so.
How many students are participating?
We have about 65 students involved, cast and crew. So we've got a cast of about 30, 35 students.
And you're directing all of this?
Yes. Well, together we are. Yeah.
Okay. How do two people direct and keep it all organized when you're dealing with 65 actors and actresses and stage hands?
A lot of time before and after school. And I think a lot of it is just shared responsibility. And initially, when we start the production, we split up. That, you know, I take on the music, she takes on doing all the staging and those types of things. But then as we get closer to production time, like this weekend, we're coming together with all those details and working side by side the whole time and pulling from student resources and parents. I mean, we've had so many volunteers, people that have come forward that have built
sets.
Our parents are some of the most supportive in town. And I know every school would say that about our parents, but I think ours are truly the best. They come forward and they arrange for all the things that we need and have really, it's going to be a very polished production. It's great.
And the students are all very professional.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's one of the things that amazes me as we get to showtime. As we get closer and closer, they ratchet up their ability level and they really start to see how it all comes together.
Yeah.
And they start witnessing and realizing what everybody's been doing around them, and then that makes their performance all that much better. Mm-hmm. And it ratchets their ability up to really shine.
And you two fit in perfectly because you look so young yourself.
It just means we're going to be at this a long
Okay. I wish you the very best of luck. It's Honk, and it's running when again?
This Thursday, Friday, and
Thursday,
Saturday.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
7 o'clock on the West Junior High
tickets
stage.
Tickets are $6.
Yeah. $6 for tickets. Can you buy them in advance, or are they just at the door?
You can, but it's general admission, so
okay.
At the door.
All right. Thank you so much for coming by. It's a pleasure having you both here, and best of luck with it. Tomorrow, we'll tell you about the Susan G. Coleman Golf Tournament and the 1940s radio show. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org, click on Talk Shows, and then Radio Friend, and see how young all of these people look. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.